Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Anson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
Chip Darmstadt with the North Branch Nature Center in Montpelier. And here it is. Very pleasant week. Seeing a little more color in the trees. And we got those sort of cool mornings, warm days. We're all conflicted of what to wear in the morning. But since we're all staying home, it doesn't really matter, right?
That's right. Yeah. Sweatpants. Short or... And a little nice last gasp of summer there with some temperatures in the 80s. That was great.
Good. Well, let's take a listen to this bird. We may be hearing this from time to time. It reminds me of fall. Come on. There it is. The broad-winged hawk. We thought we might talk about the hawk migration. Actually, hawks do migrate.
Yeah, most of the hawks that nest in Vermont migrate out of the state. There are some that stick around, like Cooper's hawk and red-tailed hawk. But yeah, a lot of our hawks, nesting hawks, are migratory. And broadwing hawk, they're totally migratory. I mean, you can occasionally see red-shouldered hawk in Vermont in the winter and red-tailed hawk, but all of the broadwing hawks migrate out of the state and, in fact, mostly out of North America into Central America and South America.
So we're listening to the broad-winged hawk, and it sounds like it's, you know, circling above and just gives this sort of, you know, long note here.
Yeah, that kind of double whistle. And, yeah, they often do that as they're soaring around. And soaring is the operative word there, too. These broad-winged hawks, they do flap, of course. But during their migration, most of their movement is done while soaring. They look for thermals, these updrafts of warm air. They catch a thermal and ride it as high as they can, and then they soar down or glide down to the next thermal. And that way they really expend as little energy as possible as they migrate south.
The broad-winged hawk. Now, give us a quick ID what it looks like.
Sure. They're a budeo. So the budeos include red-shouldered hawk, red-tailed hawk, and broad-winged hawk here in Vermont. These are chunky hawks with shorter fan-shaped tails. They don't have the long tail like an accipiter of like a Cooper's hawk or Sharpshin hawk. So short fan-shaped tails. Broad wings, so their wings are not, think of a peregrine or something like that, or even an osprey where the wings are more slender and a bit more streamlined. Broadwing hawks' wings are broad to really take advantage of catching those thermals as best they can. The broadwing hawk has a black and white striped tail, big, broad black and white stripes, not finely barred like a red-shouldered hawk. If it's an adult, it will have rufous barring on the underparts. If it's a young broadwing hawk, it will have vertical dark streaking. And then they kind of look like they have a hood, like they're wearing a hood, I would say. Not as pronounced as something like a peregrine, which has those really black sideburns. But big, chunky hawk, not as big as a red-tailed hawk, with really compact, stocky proportions. I mentioned they soar a lot, and they do make that call while they soar.
Yeah, I saw one earlier this week. It was actually it was perched in a tree that wasn't too far off the back road, so it was kind of neat to see one close up. But a neat bird.
Yeah, I saw one perched today on a telephone wire or a power line. So they'll perch even on power lines, and I don't think I've ever seen a red-tailed hawk do that, and probably an accipiter could as well, but I see that fairly regularly. Broadwing hawks will perch on a power line or a telephone line.
The broad-winged hawk migration. So give me another hawk that might be headed south.
Let's see. Well, here at the North Branch Nature Center, we've been seeing ospreys heading south. Being along the North Branch of the Winooski, this is a good place to look for ospreys as they head south. And they've become a very common nesting species in Vermont and further north. And mostly when they're migrating, you see them in the river valleys, but occasionally you'll see one on a mountaintop, even here in Vermont. They overall have this black and white checkered kind of appearance with a finely barred tail, whitish head with a big, broad black band through the eye.
Yeah. I'm listening to it here a little bit, the osprey, as they finish up their time in Vermont and head south.
Yeah, before things freeze over, right?
Absolutely, because they rely on fish. It's hard to catch fish with everything frozen up, right?
Exactly, exactly.
All right, the osprey, one of the birds we might see, headed south as we head towards, early fall now, getting towards, we've probably got another month or so of leaves on the trees. Usually peak foliage is around the first week in October in central Vermont, but other parts a little earlier. Probably the nighthawk migration coming to a close.
Yeah, that's definitely winding down. I saw a recent post from Don Clark in Westminster where they do a very regular nighthawk watch every night, starting in late August. And I think they had a grand total of over 7,000 nighthawks pass by their counting spot, which is really cool. 7,000 nighthawks over, several weeks of time. I think, I can't remember exactly, but I want to say they had at least one night of over 1,000 nighthawks. I know there's some nights, some nights where they had like, 400 or 500. Actually got to see some nighthawks migrating just the other day here at the North Branch Nature Center. Staff were meeting outside and someone noticed nighthawks flying north, which was a bit odd, but we counted about 20, maybe two dozen nighthawks flying fairly low and all heading north, which, they should be heading south this time of year. So we don't know where they were going. Maybe there was a hatch of insects over the Wrightsville Reservoir that they were taking advantage of, but it was kind of strange, but really cool to see these beautiful birds zipping by.
Good stuff, the common nighthawk. So what about the hawks that don't leave and maybe hang around? We probably have red-tailed hawk. I see from time to time will stay in Vermont in the wintertime. I see it along the interstate sometimes.
Sure, yeah, red-tailed hawk does stick around. I think they're one of those species where some of our red-tailed hawks will migrate south. Other red-tailed hawks will migrate in from the north. There's almost like some leapfrogging going on. Some of our birds will head out, but new birds will fly in. So not really possible to know if it was a bird that was a resident all year or a migrant. But you do see red tails all year long. Cooper's hawk is another one that this is one of the accipiters. Cooper's hawk and sharp-chin hawk migrate out of the state. But Cooper's hawk especially does stick around in the winter. And that's the hawk you often see raiding bird feeders or going after birds that are at your bird feeder in the winter.
Yeah. Good stuff. The red-tailed hawk. You can hear it in the background here a little bit. But yeah, definitely the Cooper's hawk and the and there's a dog. Not a big fan of the red-tailed hawk, I don't think. So that's right. All right, there we go. All right, so and bald eagles will stick around a little bit as well.
They do, yeah. So their bald eagles migrate through the state again. These could be some of our residents. They could be birds from further north, and then plenty stick around in the winter, especially around Lake Champlain, where there's plenty to eat even in the winter. It's a migratory bird, but also resident. And by the way, they had a great year in Vermont. I don't know if you heard this, but Margaret Fowle at Audubon Vermont was telling me there were 40 nesting pairs of bald eagle in Vermont this summer.
That's pretty impressive, considering just a few years ago we were lucky to have one or two. So that's an impressive comeback. So good.
Yeah, I think 2002 was the first nesting pair, and if I remember correctly, in 2007 or so, there were maybe 20 nesting pairs. So we've doubled that in pretty short number of years.
Good stuff. All right. Well, We've come to the end of another broadcast on For the Birds for the weekend. Enjoy the fall weather and enjoy the migration, and we'll do it again next week. I'm Anson Tebbets.
Chip Darmstadt.
For the Birds.